The following article originally appeared in the winter 2026 issue of the Swarthmore Bulletin. Finding His Swing. Max Ash, class of 2027, blends advocacy and athletics. Written by Ryan Doherty. Narrated by an automated voice. By the time Max Ash, class of 2027, arrived at Swarthmore, he was already something of a veteran entrepreneur, philanthropist, and public speaker. Achievements that trace back to a second-grade art class and a learning journey that reshaped his sense of what's possible. Ash, now a junior on Swarthmore's men's golf team, grew up with dyslexia and a language-based learning disability. Early on, his mother recognized the signs, and Ash attended the Carroll School and the Landmark School, institutions in Massachusetts devoted to supporting students who learn differently. That individualized education became a foundation, not only for his confidence, but for a commitment to helping others have similar opportunities. "By sharing my story and supporting educational charities," he says, "I realized I could help those who didn't have the same opportunities as I." Over the past several years, Ash has spoken at fundraising events across the country and raised nearly $100,000 for organizations, including Understood.org, Made by Dyslexia, and the National Center for Learning Disabilities. His advocacy work also connects to Swarthmore in an unexpected way. The Orton-Gillingham reading method, which shaped his early education, was co-developed 125 years ago by Anna Gillingham, class of 1900. In a full circle moment, "I'm here at Swarthmore succeeding because of insights developed here over a century ago," he says. Long before philanthropy entered the picture, though, Ash's creative instincts surfaced in that second-grade classroom. During an assignment to design a mug, he decided to attach a miniature basketball hoop to the back for throwing marshmallows into hot chocolate as a Hanukkah gift for his brother. Classmates began copying the idea, something that initially frustrated him until his mother reframed it as a compliment. With his family's encouragement, Ash partnered with a 3D designer and manufacturer, eventually building a thriving small business, Max's Creations, to sell the mug with a hoop and other sports-themed mugs shaped like baseballs and soccer balls. At Swarthmore, Ash channels that drive into his engineering coursework and the golf team, which he describes as a family away from home. Practices, workouts, and time on the course fill most of his free hours. But Ash lights up when talking about the camaraderie. "We push each other to be the best students, athletes, and people we can be,"